Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Odds and Ends are brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easiest way to get rid of your old car. Donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Donate now at carsforkids.com. That is cars with a K. I think we both have caught up on the latest episode of American Sports Story, Aaron Hernandez.
Yes, indeed. I watched it last night. What'd you think?
I thought it was a mixed bag. I didn't think it was the best episode so far.
I thought the last two were actually the worst.
Really?
Yes.
Including this one?
Yeah.
This most recent one?
Yep.
My biggest concern is that they're portraying Aaron Hernandez in a very inaccurate way. I mean, they're making it seem like he's this guy with a heart of gold who just went down the wrong path and was, you know, so worried about being outed as gay that he went on all these things. Like, he was smoking angel dust on the way to practice. Like, he was way off the rails. They've really, I think, kind of just changed the story a lot. They've changed a lot about who he is and who he was and what he was doing and how menacing he was and all this stuff. Like, they're portraying him very differently, I think, from how that Boston Globe podcast portrayed him, for sure. And just in general, I think
far more sympathetic figure than
much,
I would have expected.
Much more. And now, I don't think that's a great way to go about it.
I'm enjoying it, so who am I to say that it's not a great way? You know what I mean? Like, entertainment value.
I still think it's a pretty good show, and I'm enjoying the show, but I don't like the way he's
being
portrayed.
Last night, they tiptoe in that area a little bit. The whole scene where the pain pills are out, so he goes to the pharmacy to get with it, pushing his carriage, gets the pain pills, and then while the pharmacist is giving him the pain pills, runs over to get like a six pack out of the fridge, and she looks down like, you're not supposed to drink that and take those. And
with a baby right there.
I think there was, and then he's high as a kite and whatever. It definitely, the anxiety that he felt, regardless of where it came from, whether he was a psycho, whether it was induced by CTE, induced by drugs, I thought they did a good job building the anxiety that he felt.
Right.
From the contract day, when the guy calls that he shot, the Bradley guy, straight on through with that guy basically stalking him, threatening him, kind of mind-effing him to some degree, to the scene where he runs out of Gillette with a gun wrapped in a towel because he thinks the guy's in the parking lot or he's around. Like, that anxiety that they built was pretty good. And then the dismissive nature of Bill Belichick. You want a trade? No.
Yeah, we're not trading you.
Building an offense around you and Gronk, we can give you a trade.
Yeah, but you should go out to California and,
just go hang out.
Get some security, get a flop house, do all that stuff.
Yeah.
I liked how they were in the flop house, and there's a guy with, like, a Patriots jacket, and he's like, you can live here. And Aaron's like, yeah, I'll live here, and I'll put all my guns in here, blah, 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 blah. And the guy's like, right, okay, see you. Like, have a good one. Like, I'll talk to you later, Aaron. Good luck in the new house. Like, that whole thing I thought was, I don't know. I mean, it's an interesting look at this, and I do still like the show, but I just feel like they're kind of missing out on the whole point, which is that Aaron Hernandez was a really evil guy. I mean, he was...
Well, but how did he get to the evil? I think that's what they want you to ask.
All right, well, and he's out there shooting people. Like...
No, but how did he get there? Is it CTE? Is it drugs? Mm-hmm. Is it a combination of CTE and drugs? Is it just he was wired bad and it was going to go bad one way or the other? As you mentioned early on, the parenting angle. Like, both parents are made to not look good.
Right.
And then the uncle, who apparently may have molested him, which I didn't know that until this. I didn't know that molestation was on the table as part of this story.
I don't know that it was the uncle for sure, but the brother in an interview said that,
Aaron, so,
that happened to him when he was younger. He didn't say by who.
What did that do? So, like, what are the layers? I think they want you to ask that question because it's the, have you noticed they also advertise for the Menendez brothers?
Yes.
And it's the same thing. Were they evil or were they pushed to evil? Mm-hmm. Did they get scared? And I watched some of that with my daughter, and I didn't remember all of that. Like, they got railroaded, the Menendez brothers, on their second trial.
Yeah.
Whether they were guilty, evil, whatever you think of it, the trial, the second time.
They excluded all the stuff from the...
it was rigged.
The friends and the cousins and all that.
Yeah, rigged.
Absolutely.
And according to the documentary, it was rigged because of OJ.
Because of OJ. They couldn't let two celebrities walk. Yeah, exactly.
And I didn't remember all of that.
In L.A., it was the same place. I mean, it was it was crazy.
So it's sort of a similar thing where you're like, no one's disputing what Aaron Hernandez did. No one's disputing what the Menendez brothers did. But it's like, how did they get there?
Yeah, true. I just sort of feel like we're two episodes removed from him shooting these innocent people at a crosswalk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And now we still get the crying in his brother's arms scene. And it's like, am I supposed to feel bad for the guy after that? Like, I don't know. I just, there's something about that didn't quite sit right with me. I agree that it's layered.
Other thing that hit me
was
the daughter. I was like, so she is now like 12 years old or something?
Yeah, probably, right?
That's crazy.
Right? Yeah.
Like, so she's now old enough, people that she knows are watching this on Hulu, mm-hmm. or she's hearing about it. And that's one of those things that, that sucks. She didn't do, I mean,
right.
she doesn't deserve any of whatever that is.
Mm-hmm. And Shyana, the girl, you know, the baby mother, I mean,
seems innocent. Seems
like it, but we also know she was carrying some garbage bag out of that house, right?
Correct.
And they never found the murder weapon, so you tell me. But, like, you know, that all aside, it's still, we'll see. We'll see how this all ends up. We'll see if the portrayal changes and if it switches up on any of these things. It seems like Odin Lloyd's the next episode based on the, you know, coming up next here on American Sports Stories. A lot of Odin Lloyd. So we'll see where that goes. One other thing I wanted to touch on real quick. We talked about this on the old show. I don't know if you and I have brought it up much, but the whole Lucy Burge, Taylor Mathis walking bet situation, are you familiar with that?
Sure.
So Lucy was doing the walking bets. Taylor came in and started doing them too. There was a whole walk-off thing. It was this whole thing. And I think Mathis started working with DraftKings. Now, this just happened today. Taylor Mathis, a content creator doing the walking bets video, was hired as an analyst for DraftKings. The people who are fans of hers made a crypto coin after her likeness. They get in touch with her. She agrees to promote the token for 2% of the supply, which is 20 million tokens, which, by the way, I don't understand crypto at all.
I don't
understand how it works. I don't know anything about it. I'm a complete idiot when it comes to this. I'm just reading what people are saying on Twitter right now. Taylor runs past the $6 million market cap just 3 days after endorsing the token. Then the token dips into the week, falling below 1.5. Last night, Taylor dumps her full 2% stack, sends the token back under 100,000. She says, yeah, the crypto thing is not for me, which is basically called a rug pull in that industry.
Okay.
When someone who's a big owner owns a good percentage of the coin or whatever, dumps it, and everybody who invested in it all lost all their money. Now, part of me thinks it's not very cool of her to do. The other part of me thinks this whole thing's a freaking scam anyway.
Yeah.
Every single crypto coin, all of them, Matt Damon, Tom Brady, Larry David, every single person who's done one of these has ended up being like, yeah, you know what? We scammed a lot of people, and I'm sorry. We took your money, blah, 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 blah. Stop investing in crypto. That's really all I can say. Right. It doesn't matter if it's Taylor Mathis or Matt Damon or Larry David.
Trump.
Whoever
Didn't
it is.
Trump
had a coin.
Week?
Doge coin. Whatever the coin is. Stop investing. You don't want to get ripped off. Don't invest in these things.
Right.
It's as simple as that. I don't really feel bad for anyone who did this. What do you think? The Taylor Mathis coin was going to shoot you to the moon, make you rich? What are you, stupid?
What
Come
did
on.
She get? What'd
Half
she get
of her
of
picks are wrong most of the time anyway. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly what she got.
But she
I'd
made
have to
good coin?
Know more about this. She ended up selling it. I don't know for how much. But it was enough that, you know, she figured I might as well get out of this cash out. And it ended up, I guess, screwing some people over. Again, I don't know enough about this to speak intelligently
about it. If
it was
so valuable, why would people cash out? Doesn't that answer a lot of questions? People cash out because mm-hmm. they don't trust it. So therefore, I don't trust it.
Yeah.
So therefore, I am out, as they would say on television.
Yeah, I'm out on that, too. Anyway, that's
and that's why we're poor and we're working on the afternoon show as host
100%. That is why. And why no one's making any Bitcoin, crypto coins about us, that's for sure.
Well, there's another reason, too.
That's probably another
Two
reason
other
for
reasons.
That as well. Two reasons that we're lacking, me less so than you.
Some call us the two reasons.
That's true. And there you go. All right, that's all the time we have here today. I want to say thanks to Tommy Kern. Great job back there, Jackson. Stick around as I believe tonight, who do we have?
We have Fitzy and Shime.
Fitzy and Shime taking you up until Thursday Night Football. That is coming up right here on WEEI, Boston Sports Original. We're back at 2. We'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.